You're tuned to SHP Financial's Retirement Roadmap Show with your hosts, Derek Gregoire, Keith Ellis, and Matthew Peck. They know that the road to a successful retirement is paved with consistent care and a commitment to guide the families they serve. Matthew is a certified financial planner professional and author of Mind the Gap, The Cracks in the American Retirement System. Derek, Matt, and Keith have been featured in Kiplinger and together co-authored the SHP Retirement Roadmap, your map to financial freedom. Recognized as a 2019 Best Place to Work for Financial Advisors by Investment News, SHP Financial has also been featured in major publications like Forbes and the Wall Street Journal. But they're most at home talking to people just like you about living out their dreams in retirement. Their phone lines are always open at 800-227-7777. So give them a call to find your retirement roadmap, or you can visit them online at shpfinancial.com. Now, sit back, grab a pen, and start your engines. Here's Derek, Matt, and Keith.
Welcome, everyone, to another weekend edition of the Retirement Roadmap Radio Show, brought to you by SHP Financial. I'm Derek Gregoire, joined by Keith Ellis and Matthew Peck. And on today's show, we're going to really unwrap what we think. We always talk about the concept and the importance of having a plan. We say it over and over again, and we talk about the SHP Retirement Roadmap. But within that, we want to talk today about what are the top three things you want to consider and start planning for within this overall holistic plan. We're going to narrow down these top three things that if you're close to or in retirement, you're not going to want to put to the side. You're going to want to make sure you account for and have a plan for, because these are huge game changers and difference makers in what could be the difference between success and failure from a financial standpoint in retirement. So with that being said, Merry Christmas, everyone. I know it's that season. We're actually going to be talking about some clients who we're going to change the name to. Keith and Matt and I were pretty corny, as you know, and we figured we'll change the client name of the story of how we were able to build, you know, these type of plans for the folks that we work with. The family name, the clients will be Mary and Joseph. So fitting, right, Matt?
So just right.
So how's everyone doing? You guys ready for the Christmas season how's it going?
Oh, no, it's going great. I mean, I'm always amazed at how just another year has gone by. I mean, time flies and it's only really going faster. And sometimes I feel like I'm in a roller coaster ride where it starts to speed up and then it doesn't really slow down. And just more and more images and life is just flying by. So I love the Christmas season, the holiday season, just to pause a little bit, you know, spend more time with the family, try to take a little bit of time off work and really just enjoy it.
I say it's coming, but it's already here. We're right in the
pretty
thick
much
of it, you know, so.
It's funny, Matt, because my wife and I were talking about that exact same thing. It's, you know, it's hard to believe how fast time moves. It's hard to believe. It feels like it was just January 1st of last year. And now here we are at the end of this year, rolling into next year. And, you know, the holidays upon us, Christmas is upon us. And like you guys both said, such a great time of year to be able to take a step back, spend time with the family. But even more important, you know, what I love about it is, you know, it's so sleepless nights because the kids are so excited. You know, yeah, what I mean? My kids get so excited for this time of year, rightfully so, because I remember when I was a kid and the same thing and the traditions that we had. So my wife and I try to instill those same traditions in our kids as they start to grow. So it's a lot of fun.
Well, and I think that's also why kind of like, you know, the theme of today's show is just sort of, take a step back and just say, okay, what are the fundamentals? You know, because we talk about what the market has done and in this word, you know, and this up and that down and this news and that news. And it's like, okay, let's just boil it all down and talk about things that every single year people need to consider. You know, wherever you are in retirement, whether you are about to retire and, you know, you are just kind of, you know, beginning to get your ducks in a row, or whether you are already retired and now you're trying to figure out, okay, if I'm already retired, all right, maybe it's not too late to kind of get my house in order, or whether you're, you know, 10 years away from retirement. I mean, the type of planning that we're going to talk about, I think no matter where you are in your life, if you will, is going to apply.
Yeah, it's amazing. I mean, we think about for the last 17 years, we've helped hundreds, thousands of families just like yourself get to, build a plan for retirement, right? And we always talk about the SHP Retirement Roadmap Plan does multiple things, from income to investments to taxes to healthcare to legacy. But what does that mean and where do you start? So the reason I'm bringing that up, Matt and Keith, is that when you first meet with a client, we're so used to using terms like income stream and tax planning and how it's so important. Mm-hmm. But clients don't ask us questions about my income streams.
Right.
Or, hey, I need tax strategies. What are the type of questions that we receive? Because I think people can relate to these questions all the time.
Well, I think the biggest one that I get, maybe I just got it recently, it was just, you know, I just want to make sure that my wife or husband are taken care of. You know, I mean, I think, you know, when people, especially spouses, when they come in, you know, they've been working together as a team and as a family, you know, for so many years. And just the thought of a premature death, you know, it's like, Matt, if, you know, if I die, and we'll go back to Joseph and Mary, you know, so you know, Joseph will just say, all right, well, Matt, I want to make sure that if I die, Mary's taken care of, mm-hmm. you know, so it's always in that sort of situation where I just want to make sure my spouse is taken care of. No matter what happens, if I pass away, I want her taken care of. And so that, you know, question or concern, I think, is the number one that I get a lot.
How about you, Keith?
I think the biggest question that I get is, you know, folks want to know if they have enough. And what do I mean by that? They want to know if they have enough money to make sure that they can get the distributions that they need on a monthly or annual basis for the rest of their lives. And, you know, it's the biggest question I get, and it's the biggest planning that we do mm-hmm. as a firm, is to be able to, I think, instill confidence in retirees and instill confidence in people, because they come in and we build a plan and we show them that they potentially have enough or don't have enough and where we need to get to, so then they do have enough based upon their goals, lifestyle, and everything else that we talk to them about in conversation.
And I think another way of asking that same question is just, you know, will I have enough or can I retire?
Yeah.
Right.
You know, I mean, I can't, and I get it too, in the sense of, imagine all these guys, I mean, you know, guys and gals, I mean, we're in the field. I mean, we eat, breathe, and sleep the markets and income and things like that. But, you know, these people don't. And now it's, they're just, you know, I think they're like the concern that they, you know, imagine if, you know, if you worked 30 years, whatever that is, and, you know, you're about to put in your notice. It's like, and then, but at the same point, like, you don't want to come back out of retirement.
Exactly.
So can I retire? Can I actually give my notice to my boss at that time? Can I do it?
And that's what Matt, it's a great point. We've been answering this question for over 17 years. That reminds me so much of a recent story that in the last week or two, I was meeting with a new client for the second time. They heard us on the radio, came in for their first visit. And at the second visit, they were just like that person you mentioned, Matt, where they've been working so hard for so many years, and unfortunately the missus in the scenario has cancer, and they think it might be okay, but it might be a chronic thing, and they're only in their mid to late 50s, right? Mm-hmm. And they had said the entire time, they were like, you know, we think we've saved a good amount, we think we might be able to retire early, but we have no idea, like, if it's going to be a retirement where we're just sitting at home all day and looking at each other, or if we're going to even have enough to do anything, because mm-hmm. we do want to stop working. And they shared a story with me that I thought was pretty staggering, because I thought it was one I would share. But they said when they were younger, they went to Europe. And while they were in Europe, they were visiting, and they were able to go to the peak of this mountain and climb up to this high cathedral somewhere. And they saw the best sights and were able to appreciate it. And when they came back down, they met this couple who were in their mid to late 70s, and they started talking to them, and they said to a client of mine, they said, you know what, we're so happy for you that you were able to go up there, climb to the cathedral, see those views, because our entire life we were saving to get to this point, and now we're here. And our bodies are breaking down. We don't have the ability to do that anymore. So imagine that. So that's why I was telling these clients, I said, we have the ability not only to retire, but spend more than you even thought you could. They could build an income stream and build an income to give them the confidence that they didn't even know they could afford to do in retirement, which was able to allow them to continue to travel and whatnot. And to see the look on their eyes once we were able to show them what could be done for them with a properly implemented plan was amazing. That's one of the first things that we address. We're going to get into this throughout the show, but this is super important, folks. And I know this is like end of year, beginning of year transition, but do me a favor. If it sounds like you and you're asking those same questions and you want to start building a plan for yourself, we've been doing this with our client family for over 17 years. We're happy to help you. Give us a call. Our number is 800-227-7777. Get a meeting in the books for the early upcoming year, in January. Again, 800 227-7777 or go to shpfinancial.com. After the break, we're going to start with step number one of what the most important three things that you need to consider when planning for retirement. We'll be right back.
You're listening to SHP Financial's Retirement Roadmap Show, your guide to a successful retirement. The phone lines are always open at 1-800-227-7777. Stick around. The guys will be right back. It's the holiday season, the time for peace, love, and family volatility. At SHP Financial, we're here to tell you to count to 10 before responding to Aunt Etta. We're all at the mercy of the holidays, but that doesn't mean you have to be at the mercy of a volatile stock market. Call us at 800-227-7777 to schedule a complimentary, no-obligation financial review. There's still time to affect your 2019 taxes and get on the right track for the new year. So, put down the eggnog and give yourself the gift of security. Call SHP Financial today for your year-end review at 800-227-7777. That's 800-227-7777. Or visit us online at shpfinancial.com. You might not have a choice where you'll spend the holidays, but you do have a choice to take control of your investments. Call us today at 800-227-7777 or visit us online at shpfinancial.com. Say you want to learn about retirement planning, but also want to learn about other things, like how to navigate the new tax laws, income planning, diversification strategies, and legacy planning. Where would you go? Well, why not kick off the new year by attending one of the first SHP Financial Complimentary Dinner Workshops of 2020? There's two coming up on Tuesday, January 7th and Thursday, January 9th at 6 p.m. at Londana in Burlington. Call now to register. 800-227-7777. You'll be able to get your questions answered and learn how to build a comprehensive retirement plan designed to help avoid costly financial mistakes and last throughout your retirement. Call 800-227-7777 right now to reserve your seats for a complimentary educational dinner workshop on Tuesday, January 7th or Thursday, January 9th at 6 p.m. at Londana in Burlington. Let this be the year to put retirement planning first. Call 800-227-7777 today or register online at shpworkshops.com. That's shpworkshops.com. You're tuned to SHP Financial's Retirement Roadmap Show, where your route to a successful retirement begins. Call the SHP team anytime at 1-800-227-7777 or visit them online at shpfinancial.com. Now, here's your hosts, Derek Gregoire, Matthew Peck, and Keith Ellis.
So we always talk on this show about the importance of having a plan. And here at SHP Financial, we build our clients what are known as SHP Retirement Roadmaps, which look at multiple dimensions and areas of retirement plan. It starts from income to investments, taxes, healthcare, and legacy, all under one plan for you and for our clients. But where does that start? Why do we narrow down on today's show? We wanted to share with you the top three things that you want to plan for that we feel are the most important. So how do these three make the shortlist? Well, the first thing we're going to talk about is income, because when you're working and you get a paycheck, and think about this as you're driving around or whatever you're doing right now, Matt alluded to this last segment, but your paycheck stops and you're thinking, man, did I save enough? Do I have enough? Do we have enough saved? Because once that paycheck stops, we're relying on these savings for the rest of our lives. So do we have enough? And everyone else is telling you the most important thing to do is to continue to grow your money. Here at SHP, what we're telling you is that we think it's much more important to make sure your money lasts. So with that being said, I'm going to transition over to you, Matt, and if we can introduce our characters for the show in terms of who, you know, give an example of a client that we've been working on this for and what their situation was.
Mm-hmm. Yes, so we were using the names of Joe and Mary just to kind of keep it seasonal.
Christmas season.
Absolutely. But they were a couple, you know, they only have one kid, so but that's not a coincidence at all, but Joe and Mary, they were, you know, listening to our radio show and called up. They live on the South Shore, so they came down into our Plymouth office, and they shared kind of what Keith had mentioned and Derek, what you said earlier, which is, you know, do I have enough to retire, or can I retire? You know, it's interesting. Before I mentioned, I get a lot about, you know, about questions about wives and husbands and spouses, making sure they're okay. But in this situation, it was more about, can I retire? Because Joe was working, he's basically, he was a computer repair guy. So yep. He'd been working for a large, you know, computer company for a lot of years. You'd recognize it, of course. He was dealing in, oh, I'm sorry, and then Mary was a discharge nurse. So her job wasn't too stressful. I mean, she didn't mind working for a little bit longer. So in their situation, it wasn't necessarily, okay, you know, I want to make sure Mary's taken care of because, you know, she was a discharge nurse, liked her job, commute wasn't too bad, you know, so she was driving up from the South Shore up to, you know, the Longwood area, you know, the hospital area. But, you know, it wasn't that bad. She could do off hours, things like that. But Joe, on the other hand, he was done at this large computer company.
Just done.
Yeah. I mean, just because think about that. Imagine you kind of sort of on a sinking ship where if you're, you know, if you've been spending your entire sort of career fixing, you know, computers, well, everyone has them on their phone now, yeah. You know, and that whole world is now all cloud based. And so it was getting more and more stressful. He was getting more and more, you know, work as sort of other people were leaving. All the work was ending up on his plate. And so, you know, listened to the radio show, called us up, and, you know, came down to the Plymouth office. You know, Giselle sat him down, you know, beautiful day here, you know, on the water, and, you know, had a cup of coffee. And so then they started to ask me these questions, you know, like, you know, Joe really wanted to retire, you know, can I retire? You know, and so then we start to step by step go through all of the situations, which I think you guys will explain some of the questions, but that's a little bit about their background.
Perfect. And so the first thing when he asked about, can I retire, Keith, it all comes down to what? How do we know if someone can retire?
It's based upon really two things. One, what do you need? You know, on a month-to-month basis, on an annual basis, what is your budget? What is your distribution need in regards to what you have saved? Also, and then what are the other forms of income that you potentially have coming in? Whether it's, do you own extra property where you're going to be able to collect rent? Do you have a pension plan from your previous employment? What are your Social Security checks going to look like month to month? And that's how we really start to work with a family. It's not necessarily how much you've saved. It's really what you need that determines and will help answer that question of, can you retire or do you have enough to retire?
Well, for everyone listening, an easy win here, because we're not going to be able to solve every problem, but an easy win that you can work on maybe during the holiday break or maybe early in January is, what are your expenses? Like, see if you can sit down. You can probably do it in a few hours one day and maybe less. And maybe you already know this, but a lot of you don't know what your expenses are because you're making a good salary, you're working, and you're not really focused on that. But that's the most important thing you have to start building is find out what you spend and try to anticipate what that will look like in retirement. So let's say you're paying for your son or daughter's tuition right now, but maybe that's going to go away. Well, obviously you would not include that in your retirement budget, but maybe you'll travel more than you will now. So maybe you add that to your retirement budget, because the first thing we tell our clients is, it's not about, like you said, you don't want to be so budget conscious where some people have saved enough where they can do everything they want and more, yet they're so afraid to spend, Matt.
Mm-hmm.
And they're so afraid to spend because they're asking that question, well, I don't know if I have enough. So they're making these decisions in a vacuum where they might have enough to do everything they want and more for the rest of their life without any worries, but they're so focused on and worried about, oh my gosh, I just have this one chunk of money. Am I going to have enough?
Well, and that's why it kind of goes back to what you mentioned. Like, okay, everyone has a sort of homework. It's not exactly the funnest thing, but let's go through and get our expenses.
That sounds like a blast.
I know, right? but that's the whole idea, because everything we're saying is that so many people, I mean, everyone's saying that you need to focus on growth. You need to, you know, grow your assets. Everyone's saying you need to focus on the number, you know, so much so there was even commercials about it. Like, oh, what's your number?
Yeah.
And, you know, and everyone's focusing on that and everyone's telling you you should focus on how much you have. But what we're saying is that you need to focus on how much you spend.
Yeah.
You know, and you know, Keith was talking about your income. So now let's balance out, you know, sort of Keith's focus on income with Derek, your focus on making sure everyone begins with your expense or your budget sheet. And let's see where you match out. How much is coming in? How much is going back out? And that's where you start.
So let me ask you this. As you're listening, step number one is what we feel is the most important is, do you have a plan that's going to generate you income so that when you retire, when your paycheck stops, you have something that's going to replace that. Something that's going to replace that, keep up with inflation, and last as long as you do. Because if you don't, if you're out there and you're listening right now and you're just guessing and you're hoping, that's not really a good plan in the long run. So we want to make sure the next step is to get an appointment with SHP booked on your calendar, whether it's Woburn, Hyannis, Plymouth, or some of our other offices, Braintree. That first meeting, what we're going to look at is to try to help you determine, see what you have saved, see how help you determine what you're spending and what you would project you to spend, and see what the gap is that you need to cover to see if you have enough to retire. When can you retire? Will it last? So think of the situation you're in right now, whatever that is. And maybe you feel like, hey, I have saved a good amount of money, but I have no idea when I can retire. I have no idea what it looks like from a planning standpoint, meaning will I have enough? Picture a day 3 months from now when you've taken the steps, and picture a day when you could have a plan that you know, you can confidently know that you have enough income coming in month after month, year after year, where you can worry about something else. That's what we help here at SHP Financial to do. And by the way, this is only step one of our five-step planning process. Step number one is making sure you have enough income coming in, because let's face it, what do you want to do? Do you want to focus on this stuff and how much in numbers, or do you want to focus on time with your family, traveling, your loved one, your grandkids, doing the things you want to do? Let SHP handle the planning side so you can enjoy the life that you deserve, that you've built up, you've worked so hard to get to this point. The next step, though, is to take some time to set an appointment, set in a meeting in early January. Just get it on the calendar, start working on this so that we can begin building your plan that we've been discussing that starts, number one, with a foundation of income. We have appointments that we can start booking right now in January. So call 800-227-7777, 800-227-7777. You can also book a visit and get a ton of information right at our website at shpfinancial.com. Stay tuned. We just discussed the most important thing we feel like from a retirement planning standpoint that you need to consider. Next segment, we're going to share step number two, what we think is two of the top three critical things you have to plan for retirement. We'll be right back.
You're listening to SHP Financial's Retirement Roadmap Show, your guide to a successful retirement. The phone lines are always open at 1-800-227-7777. Stick around. The guys will be right back.
The law offices of McManus Estate Planning create wills and trusts to help protect families and their inheritance.
I'm Attorney McManus. Knowing your options for estate planning is the first step to protect yourself and the important people in your life. Join us at one of our informative dinner events on Cape Cod in Plymouth, or contact my staff to arrange for a personal consultation.
So call McManus Estate Planning today, 508-778-8855, 778-8855, or visit capecodestateplanning.com.
The law offices of McManus Estate Planning create wills and tax-efficient trusts to help protect families and their inheritance. Perhaps you have a plan in mind, but nothing in writing, or it's been years since your documents were reviewed. Schedule a complimentary appointment with McManus Estate Planning at our Plymouth or Cape Cod offices. Create a plan to protect assets for those you care about. Call 508-778-8855. Or CapeCodEstatePlanning.com.
For 10 years, we've run with the Wall Street Bulls and have seen our personal wealth soar. But are the Wall Street Bears around the corner? This is Matthew Peck, certified financial planner and co-founder of SHP Financial. If you're nearing retirement, you might be sitting on one of the greatest windfalls in investment history. But now is not the time to get careless about your nest egg. How long can we run with the Bulls? No one knows. But a smart investor will know that what their exposure is and take steps to protect what they have. Text SHP Book to 21,000 to claim your complimentary copy of our Retirement Roadmap audiobook to find out if your retirement portfolio is prepared for market changes. Our five-step retirement roadmap process follows simple rules. And it's not about selling you products or frightening you out of the market. It's about doing what's right for you, your family, and your personal situation for the long haul. Text SHP Book to 21,000 now to get started. Our book will help you run with the bulls, but keep a watchful eye out for the bears. I'm Matthew Peck from SHP Financial. We're here to help protect what you've saved, grow it, and keep it for life. Text SHP Book to 21,000 to start your retirement roadmap journey.
You're tuned to SHP Financial's Retirement Roadmap Show, where your route to a successful retirement begins. Call the SHP team anytime at 1-800-227-7777 or visit them online at shpfinancial.com. Now, here's your hosts, Derek Gregoire, Matthew Peck, and Keith Ellis.
So we introduced Mary and Joseph, so appropriate for the holiday season and the Christmas season that we're in. But this is a real life story in terms of things, not that Mary and Joseph isn't, obviously, but this is a real situation that we encounter with clients all the time. And we narrowed it down from a planning standpoint to what we think. We always talk about building a plan, but we think there's three critical things that have to be in every plan in order to have success, or in order to increase the odds of success in retirement. And so we talked about the first segment, or the last segment, we talked about the importance that Mary and Joe had come in and were super concerned and asking us the question of, when can I retire? Do I have enough? So critical planning standpoint, or critical planning number one, or plan number one, is having a plan for income. Meaning, when you retire, your pay check stops. Where is that money coming from? You need to have a plan for that, obviously. But then you can't just say have an income plan or have a plan for income, because what are the threats to that? One of the most important things that we see, and this is really, I would say, the second most important thing, is to making sure that you have a plan, or that your risk tolerance matches up with your portfolio, meaning the type of risk that you should be taking right now based on your age, goals, retirement situation. Does that match with your portfolio? Because I'm going to tell you that most of the time when folks come in for their first meeting, and we've been doing this close to 20 years now, when folks come in for their first meeting, Keith and Matt, the general consensus is they say that they're conservative and they want to be conservative. But when we look at their portfolio, a lot of times it's the farthest from the truth.
Mm-hmm. No, absolutely, Derek. And sort of that really is the next step in the overall process is, you know, so with Joe and Mary, let me kind of just for all of our listeners that are just tuning in, you know, Joe was a, you know, computer repairman, and Mary was a discharge nurse. And so it was Joe's situation where, you know, he was really wanting to retire sooner rather than later, because the stress of a sort of a shrinking industry was just getting too much for him. Like, people were leaving, you know, and they were jumping ship, and all the work was ending up on his plate. And so, you know, so then we say, okay, let me take a look at income and expenses like we had done before. And now let's take a look at your savings. You know, how much were you able to put away? And we took a look at their, you know, they had roughly about $1 million in total assets. About half of it was in after-tax dollars that they'd actually gotten from an inheritance, you know, many, many years ago. And the other half was really all that they had saved in retirement, which was in their, you know, 401ks and the matching program through work. But a lot of the stuff that they had, I mean, with a lot of clients that come in, is just, it's a portfolio. You know, it's not a plan. It's like, sometimes we joke around, it's like a junk drawer. It's like, oh, I got some bonds over here. You know, you open up that drawer in your kitchen, and it's like,
I got stocks, annuities, bonds.
Yeah, right. I got some CDs in here. What else do I have in here? Some batteries. Who knows, you know? And so the whole, you know, so it's like, now I'm going through them, you know, and so I'm kind of, you know, kind of writing them all down, like, okay, one by one, and just asking questions like, okay, what's the goal of that asset? And what's this for? And really the most important question that we ask everybody at that stage is, okay, Joe, Mary, at this stage in your life, how much are you willing to lose?
Yeah, let's pause there, Matt, because think of everyone who's listening right now, think about how much you've saved. And whether you've saved $250,000, $1 million, or $10 million, this type of planning works, folks. So think about how much you've saved. Let's say, like Mary and Joe, it was $1 million. When Matt asked that question, don't put it into percentages, like, oh, I can lose 10% or 20% or 30%.
Right.
Put it into dollars. So if you say, yeah, I can lose 30% and I'll be fine if the market has a crash, well, $1 million, that's $300,000. And so, sorry to interrupt that, Matt, everyone listening, again, as a short-term win to think about this and to get think about the aspect of planning for your retirement, you have to know the answer to that question. You mm-hmm. have to.
Well, and that's why we ask it, because oftentimes what happens, and you know what we do in between the first meeting, in the first visit and the second visit, is we want to make sure that the assets that they have currently match the answer to that question. Right? Because too often what we see, or a trap that we see people fall into, is that they'll either inherit assets or they'll do through work, and it will be the same portfolio that they had 10, 15, 20, 30 years ago. And so when, you know, in between the first and the second visit, we take that answer, that how much they're willing to lose in numbers, as you said, Derek.
Yeah.
And
in
then,
dollars.
In dollars, right. And then we take a look at then we gather their portfolio, and then we do what's called a risk analysis. And we assign a sort of a risk number. And so, you know, Keith, for Joe and Mary,
what did they say they could lose?
For them, they were closer. They wanted to lose less than 15%, basically.
Which is 100, so that's still $150,000. And mm-hmm. so when Matt asked Joe and Mary, how much could you afford to lose in a down market? They said, yeah, I don't know, maybe 20%. And Matt was basically like, oh, 200,000? No, that's too much. I think you came to, and then you end up, because you told me the story, ended up being around 15%. So they said, if we lost $150,000 in a down market, we're not going to be excited, but we could probably be okay.
Right. And the other thing too, just even before we kind of show what the risk report says, I mean, the biggest thing that I'm drilling at or driving at is, all right, well, if Joe is telling me that he, you know, he's looking to retire sooner rather than later. So I'm thinking, all right, this guy, he wants to go, maybe might be a year, might be a couple years, but he just wants to know, can I retire? He wants to kind of get all the dominoes in a row. And so I'm like, okay, that makes sense. All right, 10, 15%, that's probably in a good range. Now let's find out what his portfolio actually says, and does it match up?
So Keith, what did it say?
And that's what we did in between the first and second meeting with Joe and Mary is, we analyze their holdings, we analyze the portfolio, and what we do for every client that comes in is we then present them the report that shows, you know, to make sure, like you said, Derek, earlier, that the amount of risk that they're taking matches the amount of risk that they want to take, or that drawdown number or percentage that Matt was just talking about. And I think this software does a really good job of quantifying the amount of risk. And what we do is, like we said earlier, we assign a risk score from a scale of 1 to 100. And based upon the amount of risk in your portfolio, you have this risk score based upon the holdings. And that will then kind of justify and say, okay, look, based upon certain periods of time, here's what you could potentially make, and here's what you could potentially lose. So
a lot of clients don't know that.
Our clients do because we
go through this many times. But most people listening,
they don't.
They don't. If I ask you right now, as you're listening, how much could you make in a good year and lose in a down year, based on your portfolio size and how it's invested? Would you know the answer?
No. And I think it's, you know, it's funny because most folks will come in and be like, hey, I'm a moderate investor. And I'll just say, okay, well, what does that mean to you?
Yeah.
What does that mean from
absolutely.
You? What does that mean to you from a upside capture standpoint or a downside, you know, how much downside do you want to take on? And they look at me and think about it for a few minutes and they just end up saying, you know, I really don't know.
Mm-hmm.
And I think this is a really neat way and a great way for us as advisors to really quantify risk, but also then have the client own the amount of risk they're taking so they know what could happen. So to swing back to Joe and Mary, when we looked at their situation on that scale of 1 to 100, their portfolio came out to a 65 on this scale.
Wow.
So what that meant to them was if another, you know, God forbid, like a 2008 situation were to happen, because obviously we plan for the worst, manage for the best.
Right.
Hope but for the best. You have to plan for the worst.
But when we're planning for the worst, if there was another drawdown like that, they would lose 30.2% or $314,000. So when someone says they want to lose 15% or someone says they're a little bit more conservative, and then the numbers, which typically happens, like we've talked about,
like,
comes back like that. Exactly. So,
well, he certainly has a different definition of moderate, then, let me put it that way.
That's a different definition.
And most advisors, they focus on that big return or trying to attract that big return or that next big thing. You know, I think what we focus on or what we really try to do is help preserve the wealth to then make sure that folks have confidence in retirement to spend and enjoy it.
Exactly, Keith. And this isn't just selling an annuity or throwing money in a bunch of stocks. This is a true comprehensive plan that, when implemented correctly, can really help you feel confident and lead to success in retirement. Imagine working your entire life and whether you've saved up $250,000 or $1 million or $10 million, it's irrelevant. Think about what you've saved. This client, Joe and Mary, when you talk about the importance, number one, of having enough income to cover you when you retire, well, part of having an income plan is to make sure you're not taking on too much risk. And if you're listening right now and you have $1 million in a portfolio and you could lose $300,000 in a bad year, we don't know when that's going to happen. We're not saying it's going to happen this year, but that could change the whole outcome of your retirement. So are you willing to take that chance? Or do you want to make sure that you know exactly where your risk lies? The next step, as I talked about this, to build this plan is to get an opinion and to get a look at your situation. Like Keith mentioned, do you want to find out what your risk score is so that you can have an idea on what your upside is and what you could make in a good year and what you could also lose in a down market year. Because again, this is going to be the difference between success and failure in retirement. So as part of our retirement roadmap planning process, we want to invite you to come in for the new year, come in January, get the appointment booked now. There's no charge to do so. But one of the things we'll do, number one, we'll look at your income to see how much you need to generate. And number two, make sure your portfolio matches your goals. So take some time when you book this visit to come to one of our conference rooms in our offices in Plymouth, Westboro, Woburn, Hyannis, or Braintree. We'll have you come in and we'll start analyzing the situation to see if you can retire and what your portfolio looks like. We have appointments available. Call right now, 800-227-7777. Again, 800-227-7777, or you can book a visit right online at shpfinancial.com. So we've covered the top two critical things you need to plan for in retirement. We're going to cover the third most important and critical step to planning for retirement right after this break.
You're listening to SHP Financial's Retirement Roadmap Show, your guide to a successful retirement. The phone lines are always open at 1-800-227-7777. Stick around. The guys will be right back. Say you want to learn about retirement planning, but also want to learn about other things, like how to navigate the new tax laws, income planning, diversification strategies, and legacy planning. Where would you go? Well, why not kick off the new year by attending one of the first SHP Financial Complimentary Dinner Workshops of 2020? There's two coming up on Tuesday, January 7th and Thursday, January 9th at 6 p.m. at Londana in Burlington. Call now to register. 800-227-7777. You'll be able to get your questions answered and learn how to build a comprehensive retirement plan designed to help avoid costly financial mistakes and last throughout your retirement. Call 800-227-7777 right now to reserve your seats for a complimentary educational dinner workshop on Tuesday, January 7th or Thursday, January 9th at 6 p.m. at Londana in Burlington. Let this be the year to put retirement planning first. Call 800-227-7777 today or register online at shpworkshops.com. That's shpworkshops.com. You're tuned to SHP Financial's Retirement Roadmap Show, where your route to a successful retirement begins. Call the SHP team anytime at 1-800-227-7777 or visit them online at shpfinancial.com. Now, here's your hosts, Derek Gregoire, Matthew Peck, and Keith Ellis.
So as we continue this story, we had talked about on this show the three most critical things you have to plan for or that you need within a plan as you approach or if you're in retirement. Number one was the necessity for a foundation of income. When your paycheck stops, where does the money come from? Do you have enough to replace it? Can you retire? Can you stay retired? Number two, making sure your portfolio matches the amount of risk that you can take so that a market correction isn't going to overthrow your portfolio and change the longevity of your plan. Like, is it going to change how long your plan's going to last? This is world number three. And the reason we bring this up is we're in the middle of a huge window of opportunity that goes until about 2025, 26 or so. And that has to do with taxes. Because even if let's say you have your income covered and your investments are good. Well, we're not just saying taxes to bore you and taxes, 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 but if taxes go up, guess what that means? If you're not planning properly, that's less money for you to spend, which could be less traveling, less time doing the things you want to do. So we want to make sure that you take the threat of taxes into consideration. And Matt, I know this back to the same client example that we talked about for Mary and Joe.
Yeah.
What were their concerns as it related to taxes?
Okay. So to kind of, you know, bring everyone up to speed, you know, Joe was looking to retire sooner rather than later. He was sort of sick of doing the computer repair work. And Mary was, you know, happy to continue to work as a discharge nurse. And so we broke down their income situation, how much had coming in and how much was going back out for expenses. We gave everyone listening homework.
Yep.
What are your expenses? Right. and then on the next segment, we talked about risk. So we went through and asked them how much they were willing to lose and then kind of compared it to their current portfolio. And then lastly, we talk a lot about tax diversification, you know, or let me back up. Then a lot of it talk about taxes, because in their situation, and this might not be like for all of our listeners, but in their situation, they had a nice blend of tax post-tax dollars, money that's already have been taxed. And I'd mentioned they had gotten that from an inheritance. And then they also had about $500,000 in a 401k dollars. All of that money, that $500,000 that was in the IRA or the 401k, that is fully subject to income tax. taxes. Or Uncle Sam and the IRS have their fingertips all over it right now. But that's the most interesting part, though, is the fact that, you know, Derek, as you were mentioning, right now we probably are once in a generation style of tax cuts or tax brackets right now. So we really are encouraging people to take advantage of the time right now. Yeah. I mean, in fact, there are some things that you can do even before the end of the year, you know, and appointments and schedule might be tough, but at the same time, there might be some things that you can do, if not the end of the year, at least by April 15th, you know, there are some things you can do. So certainly encourage people to take a look at that. But to jump back to Joe and Mary, you know, here was a situation. They had, okay, about half of their assets in after-tax dollars, half of their assets in pre-tax or money that has not been taxed yet. So the big question that we had with them was, where do we pull from? You know, what do we withdraw from and when?
And if you have an IRA, 401k, 403b, this segment's going to be very important to you, because most folks are telling you, tax deferred, your income's going to be lower when you're retired. We're telling you this is not always the case, and you have to plan for it, because if all your money's pre-tax when you retire, you're relying on the government, right? Not going to bash the government. We're relying on the government, maybe I am a little bit, to decide how much income you're going to have, because they control that portfolio. The taxes in that portfolio, Keith, are decided based on what the rates are when you pull them out, which is out of our control, except for the next few years.
And if you want to maintain that same income, you're going to have to potentially pull more out to get to that end result. So to build on Mary and Joseph's story, I think one of the main things that we talk about in the planning that we do is what's called the retirement plan tax analysis.
Yep.
And what we do is we really dive in and let people know, based upon certain assumptions, the amount of taxes they can project to pay on their 403B, their 401k,
IRA,
or how they have saved this money. I always ask folks, how many people have an IRA? Or, you know, when I'm sitting with them, you have some IRAs. Do you know the tax liability of that?
Yeah.
And they kind of look at me like, you know, I have three heads or something like that, because no one's ever had that conversation with them before. But to me, and like the two of you have already addressed, this is a really unique window of opportunity to be able to potentially do some significant tax planning like we ended up doing with Mary and Joe. So what we did is we did this analysis where the assumptions we made were 4% growth rate, and one of them was going to live to age 90.
Yep.
What we also found out is that they did not need to take any of this money until the required minimum distributions, and that's all they were going to need along the way. So I don't want to get too technical.
Yep.
I just want to talk about the amount of taxes they project to pay versus potentially doing something about it.
Exactly.
So altogether, there were three taxes that they were going to have to pay. They were going to have to pay taxes on their required minimum distributions, potential taxes on reinvestment of capital after the required minimum distributions.
If you take it, don't need it, reinvest it.
Correct. And then taxes on the remaining value at death, because the kids are going to have to pay taxes, or the estate's going to have to pay taxes.
So three different ways it's taxed.
Correct. So what we did is we took a look at their $500,000, again, used a 4% growth rate, and what we calculated on that $500,000, they were going to pay about $391,414 to the IRS. Jeez. Over that time.
That's a lot of money.
Our strategy and what we recommended and what they wanted to do was buy the IRS out on the cheap, which again goes back to that window of opportunity. And by doing it correctly, the way that we had mapped out, they were going to pay about $100,000 in taxes, and that's it.
Yeah.
So they were going to do that over a 3-year, 4-year period of time, be about $100,000 that they were going to have to pay. So we were able to save them by planning properly about $291,000 in taxes.
And everyone's different.
Who wants to give the government $291,000? Raise your hand while you're driving. No, don't. I'm just kidding.
Yeah, everyone's situation is different, but that's real savings. And the key here is don't go out and just do a Roth conversion or do a move from pre-tax to tax-free. It's all about, like Keith mentioned, if you heard him, when implemented correctly. We have to look at a lot of your information, consult with our CPA, and make sure that based on your tax environment, what year makes the most sense? Does it make sense to do it over a few years all at once? There's so many things that have to be taken into consideration. But when you're building a plan, that we talked about the importance of income, market volatility, if you're not looking at taxes, you're going to, I'll mention it till we're blue in the face here, but down the road, you might have a problem when you start taking this money out. And we want to plan before we get to that point, so you can have the confidence knowing that what you get out of your portfolio, you get to keep most of it. You know, taxes might play some role at some, you know, play a small role at all times, but if we can minimize that, that's something we want to do. So again, get an appointment booked for the new year. Don't procrastinate. This is so important, folks. Picture a day, like we mentioned, when this is done, you have this plan in place, how much more confident would you feel as you get close to, or if you're already in retirement? We have appointments available. Pick up the phone and call us right now, 800-227-7777. There's no charge to do so. What I recommend is you call and get a meeting in the books for January. Get it on the calendar, and then we'll get together for a cup of coffee at one of our conference rooms in Plymouth, Westboro, Woburn, Hyannis, or Braintree, and start there. Again, 800-227-7777, or you can book a visit at shpfinancial.com. Stay tuned after the break. We're going to leave you with our top three takeaways from today's show. We'll be right back.
You're listening to SHP Financial's Retirement Roadmap Show, your guide to a successful retirement. The phone lines are always open at 1-800-227-7777. Stick around. The guys will be right back.
When you're researching something, weeding through all the available information can be daunting, especially when it concerns your retirement. Hi, I'm Matthew Peck, certified financial planner and co-founder of SHP Financial, here with an important announcement. We've just released an audio version of our book, The SHP Retirement Roadmap, to help folks just like you get on the path toward achieving your retirement goals. Just text SHP Book to 21000 and start listening today. That's SHP Book to 21000. You can learn about our five-step retirement roadmap process on the go with our new audiobook. We'll help show you how to create a comprehensive retirement plan built around five critical areas of your financial life: income, investments, taxes, healthcare, and estate planning. Get your free audiobook today by texting SHP Book to 21000. That's SHP Book to 21000.
You're tuned to SHP Financial's Retirement Roadmap Show, where your route to a successful retirement begins. Call the SHP team anytime at 1-800-227-7777 or visit them online at shpfinancial.com. Now, here's your hosts, Derek Gregoire, Matthew Peck, and Keith Ellis.
This is a very important show as we outlaid the top three concerns that many people tell us about as it pertains to retirement. If you missed the show, we have our podcast available. You can go to your however you download your podcast, just type in SHP Financial. You can listen to this show and previous shows. But this was really important because we narrowed down some of the top three things that we hear as a concern to many of you out there looking to retire. This segment is really designed to leave you with our top three takeaways from today's show. So Keith, what was your big takeaway?
Well, Joseph and Mary, like many of the people that come in and visit with us, had specific question. Do I have enough or can I retire? Can I retire successfully? And I think one of the best ways for folks out there maybe asking that same question is to start by looking at two things. One, formulating a budget. Whether you go back through your expenses over the last year, credit card expenses is a good way because they itemize things, bank accounts, and really start to think about what it is that you're going to need in retirement. Maybe some of the expenses that will be going away, maybe paying off a mortgage, or like you said earlier, one of your kids is through school now, so that expense will go away. And then also take a look at the other forms of paychecks you're going to be receiving: Social Security, potential pensions, rental income. Then you need to work with someone or yourselves to build a plan and a strategy to get you and make sure that you can fill that income gap. Because that's the most important thing, is mapping out and knowing that you have enough income coming in. It's not necessarily how much you have saved, it's how much you need month to month that dictates the answer to that question. So like we walked through with Joe and Mary and put together their income plan and their income strategy, I think the one thing it left them with and continues to leave them with as we continue to work with them is confidence. Confidence in retirement, confidence to spend, and most importantly, confidence to enjoy retirement.
And that's what we've been helping families with since 2003, Keith. Mm-hmm. And Matt, how about yourself?
Well, I'm going to go back to the risk and the volatility and the investment planning kind of portion of what we do. I really kind of want to stress the fact that people need to make sure that where they are in their lives, whether it's 5 years away from retirement, 10 years, or whether you're currently retired, you need to really understand that question of, if another 08 or a bear market were to hit, how much am I subject to lose? How much am I out there? What type of volatility and risk do I have? Because at this point, after 10, 11 years of a bull market, what's more likely? Another 10 years of a bull market, or one of these years being a very off, difficult year to go through.
Exactly.
Now, I'm not predicting it. It might not happen for 5 or 7 years, but it's all about timing. If that happens when you're 6 months away from retirement, or you're already retired and you're not comfortable, or you're not even aware of it, that's really what we want to target. And that's what part of that planning process is to take the time to make sure everyone knows exactly where they are and what their sort of volatility and risk is.
And many of you listening have a plan, but it might be incomplete, meaning you might have a bunch of investments, stocks, bonds, annuities, mutual funds. But we talked about having a real plan on this show. We talked about the importance of having enough income so that when your paycheck stops, you have a replacement. Number two, as Matt just mentioned, the proper investments with risk tolerance. Last segment, we talked about taxes and ways to strategize on how to reduce those. We didn't even have time for these today, but we also look at healthcare in a plan, the cost of healthcare, Medicare, long-term care. You have to consider that. And finally, legacy planning, how to pass assets to the people and organizations and folks that you care most about. That's a real plan, folks. And when you have this plan and it's implemented properly, it could lead to a ton of confidence and success in retirement. So what we recommend is getting an appointment with our team on the calendar. Like I said, we've been doing this since 2003. When you sit down with us, you'll be in one of our offices, whether it's Plymouth, Woburn, Hyannis, Westboro, or Braintree. We'll have a cup of coffee and we'll really start asking you questions about your situation. And you can ask questions to us in terms of what your goals are. But really, we want to start building a plan around these areas that we've been discussing on this show, because how much better would you feel knowing you have this in place? Imagine 3 months from now, this is done and behind you. How much better would you feel and how much more confidence would you have? This is what you know what you've done in your life and how much you've worked and saved and just grinded out to get to where you are now. Don't leave this to chance, folks. This is what we've been doing since 2003. We're happy to sit down with you. Maybe we're a good fit. Sometimes we're not a good fit, but at least let's have that meeting. Call right now. Get the meeting in the books for January if possible. 800-227-7777 is the number to call. When you call, you'll also get a complimentary copy of our book, The Retirement Roadmap, which gives you a summary and an easy read through of the 5 critical areas of retirement that you want to plan for. Again, the number to call to book a visit, 800-227-7777. You can also book a visit right online at shpfinancial.com. Merry Christmas, everyone. Have a great weekend, and we'll talk to you next week right here in the Retirement Roadmap Radio Show, brought to you by SHP Financial.
No statements made during the Retirement Roadmap Radio Show shall constitute tax, legal, or accounting advice. You should consult your own legal or tax professional on any such matters. Information presented is for educational purposes only and does not intend to make an offer or solicitation for the sale or purchase of any specific securities, investments, or investment strategies. Investments involve risk and, unless otherwise stated, are not guaranteed. Be sure to first consult with a qualified financial advisor and/or tax professional before implementing any strategy discussed herein. Individual results will vary. Matthew Peck, CFP, Derek Gregoire, and Keith Ellis of SHP Financial are licensed to offer investment advisory services through SHP Wealth Management LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisor. Offices in Westboro, Dartmouth, and Braintree are offices of convenience and only used for client meetings.